This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the world championships on the Big Island.
Thank you for joining us on this edition of the Kona Edge. I am Brad Brown. It's good to have you with us. I mentioned a couple of weeks ago that there's been some big upheavals in my life, one from an employment perspective, but sort of in the break, we moved house as well, and I work out of a little office in our new house, and there seems to be ducks in our neighborhood. So if you hear ducks quacking at some stage during the podcast, know that's what it is. So we've got a couple of dogs, we've got a budgie, we've got some fish as well, but that's us personally, not the neighborhood. But the neighborhood seems to have some ducks, and they're noisy. So if you hear ducks quacking, that's why. Okay. Thank you so much for joining me today. We're going to be talking some swimming. Maybe it's because we're talking swimming that we have ducks. I don't know. But we touch base with Crystal Hockley today to find out a little bit about her swimming prowess and some of the things she's done to get better in the water in her triathlon career. Welcome onto the Kona Edge. I am Brad Brown. It's time to chat some swimming, and we catch up once again with Crystal Hockley. Crystal, welcome back onto the podcast. Thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Brad.
Crystal, your swim, it's something you've had to work particularly hard on, particularly open water. You mentioned in our first chat that you were really freaked out about open water and swimming when you first got started. It's the discipline you've worked really hard at.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, like I mentioned last time, when I started with open water swimming, I would be on the beach in tears. I was so terrified to get in the water. And yeah, over time, just pushing myself, I've managed to make massive improvements.
Where did that fear come from? Was it something that happened growing up, or was it just, tell me a little bit about that fear.
Yeah, to be honest, I don't really know where it came from. It's just I didn't grow up near the beach or anything like that, and I didn't, you know, regularly, I wasn't on the lake or anything like that, in the boats or and I think I just something I was scared of. I'm actually scared of the seaweed, scared of the fish, and just, yeah, I don't know where it came from.
Well, and what have you done to overcome that? Is it a case of just, you know what, sucking it up and getting out there over and over again? Or do you prepare yourself mentally before to sort of get over that fear?
Yeah, I think it was just a matter of getting in the water and just continually doing it. And to be honest, there are still times where if I'm out by myself, you know, or maybe swimming with my husband and then he gets away, I will still panic a little bit, but just, I guess I've put techniques in place where I just try to calm my mind and not focus on what's going on and get everything back under control again and hold myself together and then it's usually fine.
Talk to me about your swim as a whole though. Is it, I mean, would you consider yourself a pretty decent swimmer? I mean, coming from Australia, I think most kids in Australia grew up around water at some stage and learned to swim, or is it something you've had to learn to do as an adult?
Something I had to learn to do as an adult, really. I did a little bit of swimming when I was younger, but not much at all, and definitely didn't do any type of squad swimming or anything like that. So, yeah, it's something that I've had to work pretty hard on. But I mean, yeah, I guess I'm an average swimmer, average age group swimmer.
Do you feel like you've still got lots of room for improvement on your swim time?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely lots of room for improvement.
What is it are you working on currently from a swim perspective to get better and faster in the water?
Well, what I did at the start of this year, increased my volume of swimming, which has made quite a big difference. So just getting in the water pretty much every day, really, and, keeping that feel of the water I've already seen some gains from that. So basically just, yeah, the frequency is what I've been working on at the moment.
You mentioned that there aren't really any swim squads around you. As far as the structure in your program grows, I'm taking it you don't just get in the water and bomb lengths out. You do have a lot of structure and lots of sets that you work through.
Yeah, so I've got a few different sets that I do regularly, but yeah, basically just a combination of endurance and then adding some of the speed sets in there, but nothing too specific, but sometimes it is hard to keep myself motivated, but I have got a couple of people that I can do swim sets with, which will push me, on those hard sessions, which definitely makes it a bit easier.
What do you love doing in the water? What are some of your favorite workouts?
I love anything with pull and paddles. That's my favorite. I'll do that all day. But I do like say 10 100s, fast and then with a short rest. I like doing those types of sessions as well. Definitely, you feel good after completing one of those.
What do you absolutely hate doing in the water?
Oh, I hate drills.
Crystal, as far as getting better in the water, have you had much help on deck from a technique perspective? Is it something that you've done, or is this a sort of a thing on your own where you're just trying to figure it out and do what you think is best?
Yeah, I've had a little bit of help on deck, but a lot of it, me and my husband have done videos of ourselves. So we get the GoPro in the water and try to look at our own technique and then go in YouTube videos and compare what's going on. But I think also just figuring out what works best for us. I guess that there's so many different ways to swim that you've got to just play around with it and see what's the most efficient and the quickest and what's going to work for you, and also just looking at what you're doing in the pool and the open waters can be so different, so just playing around with that as well.
You mentioned earlier on in this chat that one of the reasons you've been able to overcome that fear of open water is doing it a lot. Is that a regular part of your training regime? Do you try and get an open water in once a week, twice a week? Tell me a bit about that.
Yeah, so in the early years, we did a lot of open water swimming. Recently, we don't get to the open water as much, probably in the last 6 to 12 months. Probably just because it's about 40 minutes away to our ocean baths. So we've just been a little bit lazy in regards to that. And we feel like, I guess, we don't need to do it as much as we did when we first started.
Brilliant.
Well, so now it's maybe once a fortnight we'll go open water swimming.
Okay, brilliant. Well, Crystal, it's been great catching up once again. I look forward to talking about your bike next time out. Thanks for your time today on the Kona Edge.
Thanks for having me, Brad.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.